السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، you have heard many times the hadith of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. That Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام mounted the pulpit. On the first steps he said Ameen. On the second step he said Ameen. And on the third one he said Ameen. This hadith has been narrated and reported and spoken on so many times that by now you must have by-hearted the hadith sharif. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the three things that he mentioned when the sahabas questioned him, that why did you say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen? This is the person who gets the month of Ramadan, but he does not gain his forgiveness. Then destruction on him, curse of Allah Ta'ala be on him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told him, curse of Allah Ta'ala on him. So he said Ameen on that curse. The person who hears his name and does not read salat, whether it is the shortest durood sharif is sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then at least we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We say the person who does not do that, then destruction on him. Woe unto him. Because how difficult is it to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Extremely easy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ihsan, his favor upon the ummat is so much. So why should the person be miserly to just say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he is the one that's going to be getting the rewards again? And the third one was the person gets his old parents, but if he does not gain Jannat by making their khidmat, does not gain his forgiveness, then destruction on him. But my purpose this morning is to switch over a little from what we have been discussing. We have been discussing the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because after Fajr, in the month of Ramadan, generally we discuss the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yesterday we were discussing, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darki shaqa wa su'il qada wa shamatatil a'da. But being a Jummah day, Friday, so let us discuss something about the day of Jummah and the recitation of Durood Sharif. There are so many hadiths and there's so much that one can say. But in the short time, just one or two hadiths. That the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Quran Sharif also. A surah has been revealed in the same name, Suratul Jumu'ah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis salati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'aw ila dhikrillah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose this day of Jumu'ah for the believers. For the Yahud it was Saturday, and for the Christians it was Sunday. But this is the day on which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was put into heaven or Jannat. Jumu'ah day again he was sent down. Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jumu'ah. And so many other things have been reported. It is such a Mubarak day that if a person has to get death on the day of Jumu'ah, then he is forgiven. There will be no questioning in the grave for him. Until the day of Qiyamah, now he can relax, sleep. And that person who will remain without questioning up till the day of judgment, then Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says that there is great hope that there will be no questioning on the day of Qiyamah for him too. What a fortunate person. Of course he has to be a believer. Then we must not ask that question, but that person wasn't a very prominent, or he wasn't very prominent amongst the very pious ones. Sometimes we never used to see him in the masjid too. Sometimes the person used to be in drugs also. Sometimes he was in some other sins. So I have mentioned this before also. that we don't know which action and which deed of Allah, which deed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes a liking to of his servant, or in which part of the night or day that person made sincere tawbah from all his sins, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose that day for him. As for all those people that have been harmed, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make them happy and pleased. Oh, Allah Ta'ala could even give them in this world rewards for whatever harm that person had caused. But Allah gave him a Jumadi. But that again does not become a kind of a usul now, that the person just wishes that he passes away on Jumu'ah day, so therefore he can indulge in sins, he can do lots of wrongs, and say, I've made dua, inshallah, I'll pass away on a Friday. So he has to keep on making the effort to stay away from sins, do everything Allah Ta'ala has ordered. If Allah Ta'ala chooses and it is his luck, it is his good fortune, and he gets Jumu'ah, then that is the reward that he will be getting. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that four or five of us used to remain around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the munafiqeen, the hypocrites also who wanted to cause harm to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There were Jews also who were always looking for an opportunity to cause harm to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam trusted in their security, but to teach us a lesson that there is nothing wrong in that, that this is a world of means. So in a world of means, if you adopt the means of security, you are not committing any kind of sin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the greatest trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet he wears coat of arms when he is going into the battle. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making preparation, battle of Uhud and other battles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. Because yesterday one brother tells me that his mother doesn't want to take medication. He says, why? He says, because everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So why take medication? So I said, Allah Ta'ala is the one who made that medication available for a certain sickness. So taking it is his hukam. Taking it is the sunnat. Allah Ta'ala is the one who put that cure into that medication for that particular illness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَكُلَّ دَعَيْنْ دَوَىٰ. For every sickness there is a remedy. Who puts vitamins into those apples? And who put extra vitamin C into the oranges? And into the lemons? Why do the doctors then say that the benefit of vitamin is this, and vitamin A is this, and B is this, and C is that? In fact, as I say, that there are so many different vitamins now that they've run out of alphabets. Vitamin A, B, C, D, E. Before we used to just hear of one or two. But now there's so many that X, Y, Z is finished too. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who has put cure for certain ailments in certain medication. I told him, explain to your mother that if that is the case, then she must not eat food also. She must not drink water also. And say Allah Ta'ala is the one, he will keep you surviving. Why must you eat food and drink water? So it is a world of means in which we have to make use of the means, but we don't trust in those means. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, and another point that just suddenly comes to mind again is which I mentioned in one of my talks here, that from here what do we learn about security? We all talk about security, and in these days of attacks and murders and hijackings and all kinds of hold-ups that are taking place, when the people of the house are gone outside and afterwards they come to know that it was the same security that was involved in many cases, who did all the planning, knew exactly that this person comes home 10 o'clock at night and this person leaves home certain time and the house is empty at certain time. So very conveniently on that particular day the security is sick and somebody comes in. So we learn from this that the security was always by those people who had great love for the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by whom was he guarded? By those companions who will give their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they will not allow any kind of injury and pain to come upon him. So it is unfortunate that in these days we have to just hire and order security whom we don't even know who they are, from where they come, what is their background. And we don't even know if they are going to be the ones that will be involved in the hold-up. There should have been a large number of Muslims in the same security business. They should have been the one who should have been employed for security. We should give them a little more, because they will have that love for that Muslim brother or that Muslim family when they are doing security work. There is so much of wisdom in everything that is mentioned in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But now this is a different subject. If I have to speak on this, I require hours. It just came to mind, by the way, but I mentioned it. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he says that we used to keep guard, we used to be around him. Sometimes he needed something, then we used to immediately serve him. So one day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into an orchard. So we followed him, because these people used to also keep a watch around, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alone somewhere, they wanted to throw a stone on him. They wanted to eliminate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they used to always keep a watch. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into that orchard, he put down his musalla, and then he made a namaz. I'm just giving you the meaning and the gist of that. He made a salat, and he remained so long in that sajda, so long in that sajda, that Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala says, that I thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. Now that was our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such kind of abdiyat he had, such kind of closeness and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and such kind of shukr of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. So he says that when I saw that he is not getting up from his sajda for so long, then tears began to roll down my eyes. Their greatest asset was Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu's presence. Nothing caused them more concern and worry than that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must leave them. So he says, I went close, and then I saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got up. When he completed his salat, so I asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this is what I saw, and this is what concerned me. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and informed me that whosoever will read one time salat upon me, Allah Ta'ala will give him 10 blessings. Allah Ta'ala will forgive 10 of his sins. Allah Ta'ala will elevate his rank 10 times. So why should I not make a long sajda of shukr to my beloved Allah? Now look at that. The benefit is going to be for the ummah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is so excited and so happy. And on another occasion, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala, he says a very similar thing, that there was such happiness and smile on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's face that we never saw him so happy before. Because it is mentioned in the hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was da'imul fikra mutawasilul ahzan. That if a person had to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just like that walking, he would have seen like a great fikr and concern that was on his face. His face showed that there is some great worry that is on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart. He was in deep grief, as if to say, the sorrow for the ummah, the sorrow for the people, the concern for the people, the fikr of the ummah, fikr of both believers, disbelievers. He wanted that everybody should go to Jannat and enjoy Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. And then all the other concerns. So normally that was his condition, that there was that fikr that you could see on his face, that is in deep thought. However, when he used to meet the sahabi, then there was cheer, there was smile. The person would think that there is no worry on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he meets him at that time, there will be a cheer, there will be a smile. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they also, Hazrat Abu Talha says a very similar thing, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, why should I not be happy? Why should I not be extremely happy? Because I have been informed of this, that whosoever will read salat one time, he will get 10 blessings. And he reads 10 times, he will get 100 blessings. And if you put the other hadiths together, 100 times and 1,000 blessings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elevate the person's ranks. Allah Ta'ala will give the person forgiveness of 10 sins. Now here what is meant are the minor sins that the person commits. For many, many things it has been mentioned, his sins are forgiven, sins are forgiven. The person makes wuzu, sins are forgiven. The person makes salam to a Muslim brother or a Muslim sister makes to Muslim sister, sins are forgiven. Or a Muslim sister makes to her brother, to her father, to her uncle, something that is missing in our lives. It's now, oh, hello, how you, and finish. There's no salam. So when the person is reading this one time, he's getting so much of blessings. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you put his so many different hadiths, there's no time for it, that he encouraged the sahabas to read in abundance on Jummah day, durood and salam. And he says that it is conveyed to me immediately. So the sahabas asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will this be only during your lifetime? What after you pass away? So he said, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's bodies, the earth cannot cause any decay to come upon them. Allah Ta'ala protects them. Allah Ta'ala gives them another hayat. That is why we say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hayatun Nabi. So he said, read in abundance. Then there are different duruds and salams that have been recommended. For example, after Asar on a Jumu'ah day, if a person reads, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin in Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima 80 times, then 80 years of sins, again the same minor sins which we commit so much that we don't even know we have committed it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives that and is given rewards or nekis of 80 years of ibadat. Now we will say that if a person has got so much of ibadat, sawab and so much of nekis, then he is very successful, he is going to Jannah. But then we do certain deeds, certain actions which blow away that whole accumulated asset within seconds. One evil glance that we cast over the face of some woman and all the noor is gone. Hijacked. Shaitan has taken it away. We make ghibat and we've lost it. We have hasad and jealousy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that hasad or jealousy eats up your good deeds like fire eats up wood. So now the person accumulated a lot of good deeds, but now he's jealous, he's envious of somebody. So it's all his good deeds are eaten up. Nevertheless, he said that read plentiful of salat on Friday. There are so many hadith sharifs with regards to salat on Fridays. So let us read 10 times the Durood Sharif and terminate, because the time is just 2 or 3 minutes left. But make it a habit that on Fridays at least read 100 times. And not only on Fridays, every day a person should read. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ihsan is so much. And here the person himself is benefiting. Besides all the other rewards that have been promised on the abundant reading of Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. It hardly took us two minutes, but look at the amount of rewards. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't show it on a computer here. A person is shown that you are getting so much of profits. Investment of 1 minute and you're getting so much. Person is told one coin. If you make an investment of 1 rand, you make an investment on this Jumu'ah day. Or 10, then immediately you get 100. And for 100 you get 1,000. And every time multiplied by 10, and dependent on your ikhlas, it may be multiplied many, many more times. So everybody will rush for investment. So make this investment for the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Make a lot of dua for my health also, that tonight Allah Ta'ala make it easy, and for the remaining nights and days of Ramadan, and for the rest of our lives, to make the khidmat of deen with ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wana.